Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Unfortunately, we have some news on Jacob DeGrom and other players we're scared of next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, April 1st. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And I wish this was some kind of cruel April Fool's joke, but it is not. Jacob DeGrom felt some tightness in the back of his right shoulder Thursday while playing catch. It's not necessarily doom and gloom yet, but this is the last thing that we wanted to see, Scott. What is your immediate reaction, and what do we do in drafts?
You know, it's unfortunate if you have to draft right after this news. Hopefully we find out a little more sooner than later, but we're at a point right now where we know so little, it's going to be easy to overreact or underreact and probably end up drafting DeGrom incorrectly either way. Soreness in the shoulder, yeah. What's most concerning about it is that he's going for further testing. So while it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, they don't seem to be talking about it like it's a serious injury, but you wonder if they may uncover something else. So I'm probably not going to take him in round two, even late in round two. I might not even take him in round three based on what we know now. Round four, he gets there. He's still available there. I might have to roll the dice. I think in a shallower league, 12 teams or fewer, let's say, it's easier to justify than anything deeper than that. But hopefully we find out more sooner than later and we can draft with more confidence.
Yep, Friday will be a big day. We'll see what we learn about Jacob DeGrom, who looked fantastic in spring. It's just really unfortunate. Baseball and fantasy baseball are both better when Jacob DeGrom is healthy. Scott, let's talk about a few other players that we're scared of. Obviously, we've talked about our bust players that we're avoiding a lot throughout this fantasy draft season, but just some other players, Scott, that you find yourself either scared of, avoiding for whatever reason. Who comes to mind?
So, I mean, we've talked a lot about players that I think are busts and they're natural fits for this category. Obviously, Randy Arozarena, Marcus Semien, they were two of the biggest overachievers in terms of Statcast last year. Ryan Mountcastle, he was an overachiever and they're moving the fences way back at his home park. Jared Walsh. Yeah, we've talked about them a lot if you listen to this podcast. So I kind of want to talk about some other names here that maybe I'm not willing to go as far as to call them a bust candidate, but I'm just a little scared of them and find myself avoiding them in drafts because of it. I mean, Cody Bellinger is an obvious one. He actually did get added to bust 3.0, but worth mentioning here, he struck out in basically 2/3 of his at-bats this spring after already looking like a mechanical mess last season, not even hitting 170. So I'm to the point now where he needs to be almost free for me to take him because it just looks bad. Tyler O'Neill, look, if he can keep, it's not like he overachieved last year looking at the metrics. So if he can keep doing what he did, he should be great. But I'm always a little scared of the guy who strikes out more than 30% of the time just because it leaves a narrow margin for error. So I wish he had more seasons where he did that. Byron Buxton, there's a ton of injury risk there, obviously a ton of upsides. So that's why he goes where he does, but a ton of injury risk too. Blake Snell, who got off to a late start this spring. And, you know, that means we don't get to really see if he picked up where he left off last year when it looked like he had discovered something, leaning on his fastball and slider, kind of ditching the changeup. He did finally make his first spring appearance on Thursday, and it didn't go well. But, you know, what does that mean? It's just one start. The thing is, it's all we have to go on. And so that makes me a little nervous about drafting him. I've lowered in my rankings. Luis Castillo on a bad team. And we've seen over the years that the whip is definitely going to be a negative for him. Is he going to be any help in either wins or whip, considering? I don't know. And if that's the case, I might just rather have Chris Bassitt, you know?
Yep, I've lowered Luis Castillo behind Chris Bassitt myself. I was worried about the whip even before this, and obviously now you've got the injury as well. I got a few names here that I want to mention, two pitchers and two hitters. Shane Bieber and Aaron Nola in round three. Shane Bieber coming back from that shoulder injury from last year. He's only made one appearance so far in the spring, but he gave up a couple of home runs. He allows a lot of hard contact. The upside is still very high, but I think the downside is pretty scary for Shane Bieber as well. Aaron Nola, just a lot of inconsistency year over year. He's got a great curveball. The fastball, the changeup are inconsistent. He's got a bad defense behind him. It's a tough ballpark to pitch in as well. So I do worry about Aaron Nola in the third round. Two speedsters, Adalberto Mondesi. He's going later than he has in years past, but just so many injuries the past couple of seasons. I just can't find myself drafting him. I understand like the skill set is unique and yeah, he's an exciting player to watch. Just I don't know if he could stay on the field. Tommy Edman, another one who we're relying on for speed, but I just don't really know how good he is. And they're talking about moving him down the lineup now. And Dylan Carlson, they want him to lead off. And I think as a result, the counting stats will come down for Tommy Edman. He's having a rough spring as well. So two speedsters and two pitchers there that I'm scared of and just don't really find myself drafting. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.